Hi, I'm Tony T, and this is your Nerd of God Daily Devo. I didn't think it was possible, but something worse than Thanos wiping out half of the universe has happened, and it happened in real life. The world has been split into rent and twain, if you will. Friends and families torn apart, loved ones at odds, finding themselves suddenly on opposing sides of an issue, and confident to their very core that the other is wrong. And this ideological conflict has emerged not over politics or religion or race, but because of this.
Laurel.
Some swear they hear Yanny. Others protest, hearing Laurel instead. No one was prepared for this line in the sand, and yet, will our world ever be the same? As funny as it is to see people arguing over a simple issue of perception and frequency, there are moments when some of us who should be brothers and sisters in Christ find things way more trivial than this to argue over. Whether it's who got the credit for getting a project done, seeing things go someone else's way and not yours, or having to choose to forgive someone who doesn't even think they need forgiving, or even more childish things like, I wanted that thing and they got it. Let us remember that we are called to love one another, and one of the trademark signs of love's presence is unity. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there would be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Even if you're right and someone else is wrong, remember, a lot of times it's just a matter of perception. Yanny, Laurel, it doesn't matter. The truest thing is that we should honor God by loving and being agreeable with one another. Colossians 3 encourages us, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So no matter what you hear when you click on that divisive video, remember, there's no arguing what we hear when we ask God if we should love someone. That's always going to be a big yes. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Connect with us by checking out our blog online at nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us across all the social medias at nerdofgodcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated GIFs with you. If you want to hear more, you can listen to our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here. I hear Yanny, by the way.